So, two bits of bad news. I can't find my lens cap. And the tripod release plate that I've got on the strange finder doesn't fit in the damn tripod. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to balance it on a rock. I mean, I've done that before. That's nothing new. I don't like it though. Right, let's go find a rock. So this waterfall, it's got a name but I can't remember what it's called. Something, something, something. And it's lovely. White water's at 10, dark rocks are at 7. So that's going to be 2 minutes. Oh. This is not going to work without the tripod. Might take the, I'm going to take the L bracket off the OM10 and swap it out, because I'm not putting my strange finder on that slippery rock with nothing to save it if it falls. What am I on? Frame one. Right, I'll just swap this out, bear with me. Sorry, I just took a picture of Dante. Is that my lens cap? Hey, there's my lens cap. 1984 Olympics. Strange. I don't know where that lens cap came from. It fits on this lens though. Almost. It's not a perfect fit, but it fits, so it goes on. Right, so the quarter 20 sockets on this strange finder are a bit loose. The whole thing's getting a bit janky now, so I need to be careful with it. It definitely needs a bit of a tune-up. I need to sort the winders out. Still haven't done that. And I need to look at the back, because I think there's light leaks where the frame counter window is. I mean, it's... Dante! 19, 20, 21... 5 years old now. You know, it's for a little wooden box, it's not even a proper wood, it's just thin 1/8 plywood. It's not even anything decent. I often think about making another one, but I can't quite bring myself to do it. So I'm just going to plop it down in the water there. Nice and stable. Point the strange finder down at the waterfall, and then what did we say, 2 minutes? So I'll set the timer on my phone. 2 minutes. Right, lens cap off and 2 minutes to go. Some parts of this are going to be really blown out. It's okay. You look very handsome up there. You don't look very happy. You're like, I'm sick of just standing around. There's two levels to this waterfall, so I might just nip up and get the top one. It's a shame it's not a very good one for colour, I don't think. Maybe at winter time in the snow, but right now it's just a bit dull in colour, so I don't think I'll do a colour shot of this. I have got another roll of film in my bag, so depending on how I get on, I might break that out and do something with that. It's another one I've been looking forward to shoot, but I was going to use the Pentax with that one. Yeah, so I'll do this, then I'll go up there and do the top level, because that's a bit different. Ages since I've used a strange finder, and I love it. 20 seconds left. Light I was talking about is here. It's almost here. Right, I'll just nip up there and get this next shot, and then I'll swap back to the OM10 because there's a couple of things happening right now. And 2 minutes isn't going to make much of a difference, I don't think. Right, let's climb this. Woo! This one probably will be a landscape shot. Very precarious. More tripod gymnastics required. My tripod's not going to reach, so I'm going to have to close this up a bit. This is not a good place to sit. I'm definitely not close enough, but I can't really get closer. Hello. Have you come to help? Right, I'm going to do 2 minutes again. This is great. I mean, I could go up there and do another one of that bit, but I might do. It's a bit tricky. There's a lovely little bit of a S-curve being formed with the water flow, and there's a really cool route in the way there, but I'm still on 2 minutes. I could probably squeeze in over there. The light's okay in the valley, so I'm okay for a minute. 1 minute. Keenly aware that I've just abandoned my bag. I don't actually know where it is. Oh, it's there, I can see it. I mean, there's nobody here, so. Right, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. There we go. So what I'll do, hello, I'll set this next composition going and I'll go and get my bag, because I'll need to be here for the first shot of what I want to do. Right, it's going to be a portrait shot. I hope these rocks aren't too slippy for this. They are too slippy for this, so I'm going to have to backtrack and go up where Dante is. Move your bum, pooch! Oh, crikey. Yeah, it's best not to put yourself in danger if possible. If you can't quite get to the place you need to be for the shot, my advice is don't do it. Find another way around. And I can quite happily lie on this rock, which is not slippy, or even sit on it and get to where I need to be without going in the water. Even better that one. I'm directly above that root, it's really cool. Okay. Okay, I'm not quite where I want to be, but I'm close. That'll have to do, I guess. This is a very tricky shot to get. Right, I'm going to bravely leave the strange finder in the river and go and get my bag. No, I'm not. I'm going to wait here just in case it falls and just keep an eye on my bag. Oh! Because the shot here is great. I've got a tree backlit. I've got nice side light on the trees over there. I've got water in the foreground. Good shot. It's not going anywhere. I'm going to get my bag. I'll tell you what, I would like, and I definitely want to invest in some before I go to Sky, is some ND grad filters, because they would really come in handy now. I just wish, I know I keep saying stuff like this, but the forecast said there would be clouds, and so far there have been no clouds. and clouds would just fill out the scene a little bit more. I'm fed up of having to cut out the sky all the time. But I shouldn't complain, not with light like this. It's just glorious. And there's lovely spray coming off this waterfall. Right, 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right. That's that. So I'll get the strange finder out again in a bit. It's not like I haven't got enough film to develop. Now I've got another roll of medium format to do. I'm still amazed that there's nobody here. Dante, come here. He wants to walk and I'm just kind of standing around. And he doesn't like it. Come down here. Come on. He's so cute. What are you doing? Right, so I just want to get a couple looking that way. Sun is right looking into the camera though, so I've got to be careful about what I do here. Just because I've got to be careful of my highlights. Now I might be okay, I might be able to exclude the sun as much as I can. Right, I'm gonna have to switch lenses. I thought I might be able to do it with this one, but I can't. So I'm gonna have to just swap. I'll do the weird juggling act of swapping lenses. And I've got to get up here so I can see what I'm doing. It's a landscape shot, it's not a portrait shot. So I'm going to start at 70 and then back up a bit. So I don't want to include much in the way of, or anything in the way of sky. And I've got to be careful of my foreground as well. So if I... Yeah, I've got quite a bit of play before I get the sun in the shot. So, 60th of a second it's telling me. That's at f22. Right, I'm going to just go for it. Cable release. It's there. Camera nearly just went in the river. So I've got to shield. I've got that tree on the right. I've got the river on the left. That's good. I'm going to take one more. I'm on frame 28, so I've not got many left. Right, I'm going to leave this location and go back into the woods and see what else I can find, because It's not that I'm running out of inspiration out here, but I've only got the one roll of film and I've not really explored anywhere else, so I just want to go and see what other things there are. I don't know why I've got that tripod release plate that doesn't stinking work. Oh, might be from my old tripod. Yeah, that's probably where it's from. Right, everything's away. I'm gonna stop the recorder and turn it on again when something occurs. I definitely brought a lot of stuff today that I didn't need. Right. I was going to record shorter segments on this one, and I've just ended up doing the same thing I always do, because I get caught up in the moment. Right. I know I said I was going away from this location and deeper into the trees, but I can't, there's just too much here, so I've moved, literally. 400 yards down the river. And I've just taken a picture of a scene. It was very difficult because this was looking right at the sun, so my hand was basically in the shot. And the light was on the water, but there was a tree that was backlit and it was just very lovely. And I'm just here looking towards the hills, and there's another potential shot, and I think it's going to be a long lens one. I'm just trying to think about if I put the river in the foreground or if I find some rocks to go in the foreground, because it's a nice comp. There's the bit of the valley I'm in is in shadow at the minute, so I'm just looking through the valley onto a bit of hillside that's lit, and there's some lovely trees there, and there's lots of colour, and the blue sky of the water is reflected really nicely in the river. It's bright, but it's a nice colour shot. I feel like I've fallen into the old trap of racing around, and now I've only got a few frames left. I'm having to work a bit harder, so this hopefully this will work. This is I've got the 70-210 lens on. Oh, there's my foreground right there. There's a lovely little bit of water that's just catching the light, balances it out perfectly. Yes. But the only problem is I've got to try and have that in focus and everything else. I feel like this is going to have to be... Oh, I've got f32 on this lens. I'll be fine. I'll do it f22. So I'm basically just got the curve of the river leading me to the background. I'm just got this foreground in focus, just, and I've got the background looks really nice. The only problem is there's a big tree on the flipping right at left, which is a bit of a pain, but it's okay. I might do I feel like I've wasted loads of frames before on stuff that wasn't particularly good, and now I'm... This is good though, it forces you to work a bit harder on your compositions when you do that. Especially when you've got so many frames left. So, telling me 8th of a second, and I'm going to trust it. I just hope everything's in focus. You can't really tell when you do the thing because it's really dark. I'm guessing it is. I'm just gonna just touch the focus on the foreground. That's better. Right, so just gonna shield the lens. Here we go. And then what I might do is zoom in using the telephoto and just really crop in on that thing that I saw that I liked. Yeah, that's good. So now I'm on frame 31 and there's a sheep. It's a sheep. Some wildlife photography. No, it's a crap picture of the sheep. Yeah, so that was good. Oh, I wonder if I get down. No. If I get closer. If I get the other lens out, I'm gonna lose something. I don't know what I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna lose something. Hello. No, I've done with that competition. We've done with it, haven't we? We've done with that competition. I think I should... See, the problem is the light's not in the woods yet. But it might be. There's some clearings in there. I'm going to go back into the woods and see what's what. Yes. I know I've said that 3 times and not done it yet, but I'm actually going to do it this time. I'm a... Problems of my own making. Lens cap's gone AWOL again. Oh, whoa! Really nice little bit of water that I've just put in the foreground there. Really nice. Yeah, I haven't done much strange finder stuff, but I suppose I didn't really expect to. Sun's out now though, so I could do a bit more. Slow some of this water down. I'll see how I feel. Here comes Dante. Da-da-da-da. Right, let's go back over this bridge. That bridge is going to be really nicely lit soon. That might be a good strange finder shot. Now, I've had this comment before that I have Dante off the lead, which I do. And where I'm walking at this very second, 20 yards to my left is a sheep, and he has ignored it. He just walked right past it. He eyed it up on the way down just so he knew he was keeping away from it, because he's a very good boy. A very good boy. In fact, he's going to get a treat. Dante, that was good. Good, good. Yeah, when this bridge gets a bit of light on it, that will look nice. Strange finder. Bit of a shame about all that chicken wire in the bottom of it though. It's not a particularly nice looking bridge, it's just a nice scene. Go on, you can fit over there. Oh. So this, into the woods now, this is all still in the dark, so my shutter speeds are going to end up being longer again. Ah, what a beautiful place. Oh. Now then, this is interesting. The trees are reflected in the water, it's not still, but it's kind of still, and the trees are sort of reflected in the water. Can I do something with it? There's a rock for a foreground element. I'm going to try. What harm can it do? I'll swap lenses. Oh, right, I'm shooting this shot. This is gold. So I'm at 28 mil. Oh my goodness, there's a sign as well.
There's all sorts. What am I at? F16. F16 doesn't tell me. This lens doesn't tell me what's in focus at F16. It just tells me what I'm on. Right, I'm under 1 second here. I'm gonna have to open this up a bit. Right, to get above 1 second, I need to be at F5.6. I'm gonna go F8. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go F11. That should give me enough sharpness front to back. I focus on the trees there, and then just the trick you can do is just to rock it forward until what you want in focus is just in focus, and then you should get everything. And that's giving me 1 second. It's probably more than 1 second, so I might have to go bulb mode here. Let me get the old light meter out and see. Dark parts are there. Ooh, 5 is very darkest. And then 10. Yeah, it kind of works. 10 might be a bit blown out though. It's just. So according to this, I can get away with F11 at 1 second. I say get away with. So I'm going to use the manual adapter. I want to switch it down to 1 second. And then I'm going to get the cable release. I suppose I should have focused on that sign, but I didn't. Right, so this is beautiful. Reflection. Beautiful reflection. It's another beautiful reflection there. And the colours change. And I'm going to do this one as well. Am I doing this one? I'm not doing this one. I'm not, because there's more of those blinking sapling things in the background and I don't like it. Right, need to... I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to light meter this again, because I want to see what I can do with the strange finder down here. It's dark, but I don't mind leaving it for a few minutes if that's what it takes. So 5, 8, 9. Hey, you know, that could work. It's a 4 minute exposure, but that's okay. 4 minutes, I can fire off a couple of strange finder frames here as well. I'm going to do that. I won't do the same. Oh. I'm going to have to take that. Yeah, I'm going to take that off. A lovely S curve here as well in the river. No, it's no good though. So I've got a tree here which is beautiful, and I'm going to strange finder that because I do like the reflections and I do like the foreground. So I'll do that one, and then I'll do the bridge, and the bridge is probably going to be a landscape orientation shot, and then I'm going to disappear back into the woods and see what I can find. If I can't find anything for these last few frames, I'll come back out here and do all the things I'm telling myself not to do right now. And why I'm being so fussy, because I know why, actually. It's because this film was not cheap, and I'm not complaining about the film not being cheap. I have no problems with expensive film. You can disagree if you like, but you are wrong. The film is the price it is, and I'm glad to pay it because it means we have film. Right, so this is, what did we say, 4 minutes? 4 minutes. So I'll do these two because I might be here for 10 minutes or so, and it'll just be listening to me whittle on. Yep, there's walkers coming. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Hi everyone, just a quick message here just to thank you for listening to the show, and that every single listen and every single listener is massively appreciated. It really does warm my heart to know that so many people enjoy the show and enjoy hearing about mine and Dante's adventures in the world of photography. If you would like to support the show and contribute to buying film, buying chemicals, organising trips and equipment, then you can. The coffee page has got some more stuff going up on it, and I'm going to be a little bit more active on there going forward. If you feel able to, buying me a coffee would go a long way to helping make the show possible. If you have any comments, questions or suggestions, you can get in touch by emailing talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. And of course, all the images from the show are available to see on Instagram. Tales from the Magic Box podcast is the thing to search for. And if you really want to get in touch, Twitter is a great way to do it. You can message me or just join on one of my random chats that I put up there at TFTMB. I always enjoy hearing from people, and it's great to know that the community is out there. All right, let's get back to the adventure. Right, I've done that. Bit of a shame because I've got some light on that tree I was pointing at earlier, and I've just noticed there's a fantastic chain in the rock, and it's beautiful, and I'm just trying to decide whether I want to wait and just get a little bit of light on it, because it looks really nice. I've been waiting around here for another sort of 20 minutes though, when I can just come back. So I think I'm just going to go wander in here and see what's what, see what it's like. And then, if I can, if I need to, I'll come back and pop the long lens on that chain, because there could be some absolutely stunning images in these woods. I just need to find them. There's lovely shafts of light coming through the trees and picking out details. But I'm looking forward to some dark and moody colour images here. Because it's a bit like blue hour under here. There's not much light and it's all lit by the sky, apart from the odd bits that are picked out by the sun. I mean, right in front of me here, there's the river snaking away, and it's all blue and dark. But then there's a beam of light just highlighting one tree in particular. It's actually really nice. I might grab it. I'm going to grab it because why not? I need to find the right composition though. I can't just gung-ho go for it. I think this will do. There's a bit of a reflection. I was passed by a couple, older couple, obviously out doing similar kind of thing to me. He had his DSLR, which was okay. Said he was going to look for the light because he didn't have the same patience as me. I think he saw the pinhole camera and was like, I wonder what that is. But I couldn't really understand what he was saying because I was right above the river. And he was a very softly spoken Scottish fellow, so I didn't quite get what he was saying, but I got the intent. And he was at, oh rats, I've got to change the, I might get another L bracket. I used to leave this on the strange finder all the time, and then I took it off because I wanted to use the OM10. And I either need to permanently make some brackets to go on it, or buy a new L bracket to permanently go on the strangefinder. I need to decide and get on with it. This beam of light is very rapidly moving away from what I've just seen, and the tree is now not as well lit as it was a second ago. So I need to hurry up. That's the problem with this time of day. It all moves so fast and there's no moment to just catch it. So I'm going to go to try it 35. Yeah, 35 is pretty good. I'm going to try and exclude as much of this sky as possible. Just going to back up a bit over here. Slippery rocks, don't like. Yeah, that's good. Move forward just a bit because there's a line of rocks I want in the foreground. Not that you're going to be able to see them because it's so dark down here. I'm going to have to open up to sort of 5.6. Don't know what the meter's going to tell me. It's just saying 1 second, so it's probably going to be something in bulb mode. This tree is now not lit at all. The light meter says 3. 3 and 9. So if I do F8, that's 1 second. I can do that. I can do that. F8. 1 second, that's ready to go. Is there any point anymore? This tree's not even lit. Well, there you go, done it. I feel like I rushed that and I wasted that shot. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go check on that chain, because I like that chain. And it was funny because on the way over, completely out of nowhere, I had the chain by Fleetwood Mac stuck in my head. So it's telling me that this photograph of this chain in the right kind of light is an award winner, and then I can just live off that image for the rest of my life. That's a beautiful, there's just beautiful compositions everywhere. The light's catching the water, but I don't think the light's quite on that chain yet. Wow, that whole scene's just changed so much. That's insane. No, the light's not quite there, but maybe I don't want the light on it. Maybe I want a bit more subtle. I mean, it's not quite got... Come on, Pooch. Dante, come on. Dante's like, can we go home now? I've been doing this since 5 o'clock. It's definitely a 200 mil sort of image. I must fix this tripod. So I'll pop that lens on. I'm just not... You see, there's reflections in the water, and I'm kind of hoping the reflection might light it from below, but I don't think it will. You never know, though. Just never, ever, ever know. So I'm definitely doing this one at sort of F4, F5.6. I don't need massive depth of field. There's a sheep there, right above me. Where's that cable in these? It's in the pocket. Yeah, I don't need massive depth of field. If this works, this is going to be such a cool shot. Shame I couldn't get a bit closer to it, but it's right on the other side of the water. I mean, I probably could go there, but it's not very practical. And it's good because there's lots of swirly water underneath. What I'm going to do is probably do this at f8. And that will give me a shutter speed of between 1.5 seconds, which will get some of that water. Now, the longer I wait, the more the light's going to reflect into the water onto the thing, hopefully. What am I on? Frame 33. So if I do this at... It can't decide between 0.5 seconds and 1 second, so I'm going to do it at 0.5 seconds. Try and get some of that, those bubbles in motion. And I'm just going to wait for the light. I'm at full extension here. I'm at full full everything. I'm framing this so I can crop it down to maybe a 4x5 or 6x7 crop. So it's not dead. It's not going to work as a 3x2 image. Right, I'm going to take one shot. Like that. And then for frame 34, that's three frames left. I'm just going to wait a minute or two. Let the light get into position. This is going to be a long episode. And I'm not even considered breaking out my other roll of film. Might be a double. I might be here for all day. Good thing I brought lunch. Isn't it? Good thing we brought snacks. What's this stick? Right, I'm going to wait for the light to do its thing and I'll come back to you when it's doing its thing. Right. The light is creeping into my scene very slowly. So I'm going to just pop the camera back on. It's still flickering between 0.5 and 1/4 seconds, so I'm probably going to give it 0.5 seconds still. So I'm just going to wait for the light to be in the right spot now. And I don't need to be looking in the viewfinder to see that. I can look at the scene. It's going to be a very slow progression, but basically I just want it to be where I want it to be. And I don't want too much. I just want a bit of three-dimensionality just to pick out some of the details and just make it a little bit more alive. And get a bit more reflection in that water. I have a feeling it's probably going to be more like 1/4 second by the time it gets around. And it's almost there. Right, I think I'm going to... take it. Now, I've still got two frames left, so I feel a bit bad that I've not taken any more pictures in the woods through there. But, you know, what can you do? I've got two frames left, so what do you say we go back to the car? Should we go back to the car and see if we can find two more pictures on the way back? You can't count to two, can you? Very silly. I mean, I could just spend them on this. It's a nice little composition. I could move closer and get in even tighter. That rock's really lighting up now. I might just spend them on this. What's it saying? Do we think we're at 1/4 second yet? Yeah, it's telling me 1/4 second. I'm gonna do it. So this is the chain. In fact, that was the last frame. Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, it's always the same.
The last frame is never where you think it's going to be. And it's a relief when you get that last frame, because you just don't know, do you, whether your camera's actually loaded or not. Do you know what I might do? I might go stick a strange finder in front of that, because I've still got loads of strange finder left. Haven't we, Pooch? You've been very good today. Right, I'm going to put that back in there, because your job is done. Pinhole time. We love pinhole time. So the light's on that chain now, really good. I'm going to do, I know this is against all my morals, but I'm going to do the same thing with different cameras. Those two people came back, passed through, clearly had had enough. Let's see, 7:11, 1 minute. That's a 1 minute exposure. If I go and do that right now, enough to shift. Blinking heck, I should have waited. The light's beautiful now on there. Dante's going, why are we crossing this bridge again? Looks pretty deep there. Ooh, muddy. Let's just deposit the old bag somewhere safe. Ah, problem. Mucho problem. Whoops, that's muddy and culturally insensitive. Oh, that's too deep. Oh, that's way too deep. That is acceptably deep. Well, that's also way too deep. I'm getting off that rock because it just made a horrible sound. I don't think I can do this. I'm going to have to do upside down camera. No! How am I gonna do this? Do you know what? I can't do it. That's the answer. Unless I go full tripod, full wobble. Blinky neck, even full tripod is, oh no, full tripod is good, but like I thought, the shadow of the camera is going to be in the shot. Woo! Aha! Aha! There. That's it. That's the only place I can go. Right. I'm going to have to get out of the way for 1 minute. And so are you. So I'm going to pull the lens cap off. I did wind on, didn't I? I can't check. And then move out of the way. Dante, come over here. Come here. Oh. Right, this is only 1 minute. I can hear some hooligans coming. So I want to be out of the way before they get here. There were some people camping. And sounds like they've woken up. At 9 o'clock. Tell you what, Strange Finder has been brave today. This scene now is absolutely gorgeous. Be lovely with a 6-stop filter on. Yeah. Or be lovely in autumn with this tree here all bunched up. I'm definitely going to come back here in the autumn time. Yep, here they come. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
One. Done. Right, got to get back down there. Plop this back on. Retrieve the old camera. Don't want to be in this shot, but my feet are going to be in it a little bit. Right, then take me. Ooh, where's my bag? Oh, there's hundreds of them. It's a whole party. Let's just put this safely away. Dante, come here. Come down here. Come down here. Kids. I wonder if it's D of E. It's that time of year for D of E. Come on. Let's move out of the way. Alright, I'm just going to sneak past these guys. Go quietly. Morning. I'll just get out of your way. Hey, come on, you. Dante, come on. Morning. Definitely not D of E. Too old. Well, I suppose you can do D of E at any age, can't you? There's a really nice scene up here, but I just don't know how well it's going to translate to pinhole. It's hard to tell sometimes. Especially in environments where I'm not used to shooting pinhole, because the problem is it can get very busy and very long, and when you've got highlights like these that just, you know, explode with long exposures. Oh my goodness, Dante, you had the right idea. I don't know why I didn't follow you. This is just mud. I don't know how I managed to traverse all this in the dark. Boggles the mind. Now, there's a fallen tree on this scene. I don't think I'm going to bother, even though the tree above it is gorgeously lit. Although, I can get closer. Depends what it's like past the fallen tree. Let's go and have a look. Ooh, you know, could be okay. Oh, Dante, you've led us into the worst bit here. Don't know. Just don't know. No, I don't think it's going to work, because the only point of interest for a foreground is directly under the tree, so you can't see it. Oh well, unless I go the other way. Looking downriver. No, it don't work backlit, it's not the same. The side lighting works, but backlighting will just confuse the pinhole and make all that weirdness. Yep. And where he's gone or what he's doing. Now you see, here, in these lighting conditions, I'm basically doing what I did last time I was here with the strange finder, except I'm in a better, more open location, so I've got a bit more light. Oh, that's a shame. Perfect foreground, lovely reflections, but big messy tree falling in the water. Um, hard work is this? I'm that out of touch with this pinhole camera that I've forgotten what to do. There is something I wanted to talk about while I'm just wandering around, just to fill up some space. It's not filling up space, it's something that I've been thinking about. I like this, I like the camera, and I like using the camera, and I like how many different compositions I can get. What I don't like particularly is having so many frames, because I feel like the way I shoot, I like very few compositions. I get excited and I shoot lots of compositions, but actually like shooting few of them, you know, two or three, but well, maybe six. I don't like overloading myself with stuff, so I either need to change the way I shoot and really focus on six different things and use six frames for one composition, or I need to learn to bulk roll like 12 frames at a time. I have got a bulk loader, never used it. Maybe I should. If you can get Ektar in bulk roll. Some more people here doing stuff. Lovely light down here now. I just need the right compositions. Yeah, so I like the camera, I like the lenses, I like everything about it. Not sure about the amount of compositions. And it's got me thinking, I wonder if there's a medium format solution. Because Bronica is just too much. It's too big, it's too heavy. I don't particularly like the images come out of it. Apart from that one time. Or very few times. And I'm thinking, is there a solution? Is there a medium format answer to this? And so far, I haven't found one. I might have found a composition though. Which I'm going to try while I'm here. Shame I can't get down there, that would be ideal. No, it's good up here. Yeah, so a medium format solution would be good. What I'd need though is a 645 SLR. You know? Right, I'm gonna put, I'm gonna do this as 2 minute exposure because it's still quite dim down here, but the trees in the background are going to be really blown out. What this is there's a curve in the river and there's some pine trees there. It looks really nice. So I need 2 minutes. I've lost my 2 minute timer. I found my 2 minute timer. Do you know what I didn't do? I didn't wind on. Yeah, so a 645 SLR with interchangeable lenses would be great. You know, I'd even settle for having three primes rather than zooms, because as much as I enjoy shooting with this camera, I'm still concerned about the quality of the images. And I know it's mainly to do with scanning resolution, but I still can't get over that hurdle of quality, and that's what's really doing it for me at the minute. But the only 645 cameras I can find are like Contax 645s and Mamiya 645s, and they're basically mini Bronicas, which is an issue. There is a 6.45 back for the Bronica, which I have considered, but the Bronica weighs a ton. The advantage of these little cameras is that they're small. And then I could go for something like a, what's it called, Dante? Chroma camera, which are good and does a good job with them, but it's the Mamiya press lenses. You're limited to the one focal length, which is the problem that I had with the Holger and large format camera, so I'm back to square one. So I think it's a compromise. 6.45 SLR with interchangeable lenses. I know they exist, but oh well, I know 6.45 rangefinders exist. It's just I can't afford them. I considered building one, you know? But then the lenses is the issue. No lenses, no focal lengths, no zooming, no compositions. I mean, this week, the three places I've been, and all the time I've been shooting this OM10, the freedom I have felt just because I've got the range of focal lengths I've had. I've not felt this freedom for ages, and I love it. I absolutely love being able to do a wide angle image and then zoom in and do a telephoto image on the same roll instead of just bumming it out. So I just need to iron out some kinks about the way I'm shooting. I would like to try and bulk load. Would it work? Don't know. Is it worth having a go? Yes. That were just some thoughts I've had on this whole experiment. And now that composition's ended, there's a bit of a flat pool down there. I could go down and try and do a reflection shot, but not being colour, it's kind of pointless. I have got some medium format Ektar, but I didn't load it up. This is the last shot anyway, last shot of the day, because I don't think I brought that other roll of film. I think I put it in a canister and then never packed it, because I'm a doofus. So what I'm going to try and do is find somewhere I can do a reflection. This place is really cool. Definitely going to have to come back here. There's just so much. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll get the 6.45 back for the Bronica and try using that again, because I don't know. It'd be good if I could use, if I could make something that used the Bronica lenses. I've considered making a 6.45 strain finder as well, because I do feel like I waste a lot of film with that. But then the pictures from it are so good, and it's so good to use, that seems a bit daft. I'll tell you what I would like. I kind of wish 35mm cameras would shoot in 6-7 frame size. Not aspect ratio, not frame size, instead of 3x2. Because that's the 3x2, I'm really struggling. I just end up cutting off a lot. I mean, I did some I talked about it in the HP5 episode. I did some pictures for my cousin's wedding, and I cropped a lot of those down to 4x5 aspect ratio and 6x7 aspect ratio, just because I like it better than 2x3. Anyway, I'm just waffling now. I've got one more frame and I'm trying to find it. There's a bridge coming up. It's the bridge that I walked over at the start and then realised I didn't need to go there. And it's got some lovely trees behind it, so it's kind of silhouetted against the background. If I could find a good foreground, that might make a really nice final image, but I can't be too far away. I need to be kind of close. I need the right things put in front of it. The right rocks, the right water. Morning.
Morning, you okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Good. That was weirdly personal. Well, there's nothing really I can put in front of it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Tired now. Fed up. Not fed up, but, you know, I'm done. That was me morning out. So what are we thinking? One more minute? This is definitely a landscape shop. I'm going to go over there. I need to be closer, I think. Closer, closer, closer. Oh, whoops. Right. This is the final shot of the day. Frame 8, FP4. Dante's gone over the bridge because he's just walking himself at this point. I'm going to retreat back to the shore and just meter up this scene. So the dark parts of the bridge are at 6. Yeah, I'm just going to do, I don't know, might let my dark parts fall into nothingness. Can't do that. Dante, come back. Come out of my scene. I'm going to do 2 minutes again. Right, I need to go back down there now. Not fall in the water this time. Right, 2 minutes. On we go. Where's that dog? Can I take him over here? Retreaty treat. Oh, I'll find it. Right, this is going to finish and I'm just going to stand here, so I think this is going to be a long episode. I will see you for the image review on whatever I get, and I hope I get something good. So, see you in a bit. Okay, this is part 2. I hope you enjoyed the remaining stuff. Some of these that
in this episode of stuff I talked about last time, but the last two I want to talk about here that are colour are the ones down at the bridge. So the first one is the one I spent a bit of time on. It's got the sign in the background, a nice rock in the foreground, and then the reflection of the light from the trees, and it's really nice, it's really well realised. The resolution's pretty good, the rock in the foreground looks great, and I think it's just a really nice image, nice textures, nice colours, nice everything. This one would print really nicely, I think. In fact, I might get a couple of prints of this. The texture in the water is really nice, and it reflects the light coming off the trees and the hills beautifully, and you can just see through the water some of the stones underneath. So yeah, I'm really happy with this one. Again, I cropped it down to 4x5, so it's just good, and that rock just anchors everything beautifully, and it gives you some weight on the bottom to contrast the weight on the top, and I really like it. Next one is that chain, and compositionally it's not as good, but the lighting's really nice and the movement and texture in the water is really good, and it's just a nice little scene. I'm really glad I saw it. Again, cropped 4x5. I like cropping these down to 4x5. I like it much better than the 3x2. I think this is a nice little intimate scene, and it works really well in terms of focus and resolution. I'm very happy with how this one turned out. Yeah, there's some lovely colours and textures in there. But, Strange Finder time. So, I had a lot of fun with the Strange Finder on this one. I didn't get many pictures off that, I only got 4. So I only got half the roll. I should start at the beginning, because the first one I used it on was the waterfall which I found. And if you remember, there was that funny tree root branch thing stuck in it, which looks a bit like a star. And this isn't the best image, but the textures in it and tones are really good. It's all FP4. The little star in the corner contrasts the rock shapes really well, and the waterfall's just in the background, and it's really nice. It's really it's an interesting collection of shapes and an interesting collection of forms. There were a couple more I got from the waterfall. Let's just have a look at this one. So I didn't edit these, but these were just not quite as good. That one's not too bad, I suppose. I don't know why I didn't edit that one. But something about them just wasn't quite as good as this one. I don't know whether it was this one I took before. The actual waterfall itself looks really cool, but most of the shot is nothing. I was too far away. But the actual shapes of the waterfall there in the middle are really good. I'll do a quick edit of these and put them up just so you can see the differences. But that one with the little star-shaped log was really good. I think the problem was I wasn't quite close enough, and I took all these in portrait, and maybe I should have taken the more in landscape because of that nature of that waterfall. But still, that's the first one. The next one I've got is back at the bridge, and the little bridge where you came out of the woods and round the hill. And again, this one's really nice. The reflection of the bridge in the water is great, the movement of the water, the textures of the rocks, the stones in the foreground and the trees in the background, they all kind of add together, and it's just kind of eerie and weird. Yeah, there's something creepy about this one, but all the elements really come together on this, and you can't even tell that it's only a small map path. It looks like a really big structure over the water there, and because the water was so smooth and calm, the reflections look really good, really strong reflections, which is always a good thing. The next to last one is the chain, and I had some trouble with this one, but it's come out really well. The light is really good, and the textures of the grass and the wet walls, you can just see the fence in the top, and there's the kind of weirdness around the edge which really draws your attention to the chain, which is really sharp and beautifully positioned in the middle of the frame. Yeah, there's nice negative space in this one. It kind of looks like it's on the edge of a big drop. And yeah, this one really didn't quite come out as I visualized it, but it came out looking really good nonetheless. And then the last one is when I was moaning about having a 645 camera, and I just passed all those people doing scouts or whatever it was. The light on the trees in the background is really good. There's a nice line where you can see the shadow of the sun, and the water in the foreground in the river just looks lovely and soft and gloopy and magical. And this is just one of those pictures where, with the strange finder, I like to make scenes and like little contained scenes, and this one really encapsulates that. It's just a scene, there's no particular subject, it's just a nice image in the woods. So yeah, that's that, and that's the end of part two, and I'll see you next episode.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for this show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.